colleges, our big colleges, have been in the news a lot lately, and the news hasn't always been good. Here's some good news coming from my alma mater, University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. I welcome the president, Domenico Grasso, to the Paul W. Smith Focus Show. Mr. President, it is a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here, Paul.
The Look to Michigan initiative underway. It's a very big deal. Tell my listeners about it.
Well, as many of your listeners probably know, higher education's come under fire over the last several years. It goes back even before this administration, probably over a decade, we were starting to lose public confidence. And the University of Michigan has been a major contributor to the success of this nation from its founding in 1817. And we wanted to help higher education earn back the public trust. So we developed this Look to Michigan campaign that really highlights all the wonderful things that this university does for the state of Michigan, for the Ann Arbor, Washtenaw community, and for the nation and world. And that was the essence and the origin of the Look to Michigan campaign. And we've taken out ads. We've highlighted some of the great things that the university has done over the years. And we talk about how it is a major part of why we live the quality life that we live in this country.
President Grasso, you've made it a priority to engage, to listen, discuss issues with the stakeholders of University of Michigan, doing that right here with me on WJR. And you've demonstrated, and we need to just sometimes toot our own horn, how our research at U of M has bettered society, how our healthcare system has improved the quality of life for patients and their families, and frankly, how our alumni changed the world, and I'm proud to be a part of it. I mean, I'm never in a list of one of the distinguished graduates of University of Michigan, but I feel good about being a graduate of the University of Michigan, and for that matter, having my son, Adam W. Smith, our daughter, Natalie Geisinger, from the Penny W. Stamp School of Arts and Design, and daughter, Sophie Smith, from the Ross School of Business. We feel a big part of that. We're the kind of We're the unsung heroes that never get mentioned, and there are millions of us.
We are very proud of all of our alums, and they all go out to do great things. Some of our alums are just better known than others to the broader audience, but our alums make such a difference in the communities that they go in, whether they're local communities, regional, state, global communities. And I think, Paul, that you are selling yourself short because you are a major part of what has become a an avenue to reach the public through media. And we're very proud of you at the university.
Well, I appreciate it very often, and I'd like you to use me as often as you can to get the word out. I feel that's very important. Now, you've committed $50 million toward the Center for American Dialogue. You've launched 31 startups in just a year tied to university technologies. I mean, this is all such great stuff. We just need to blow our own horn, especially around a time when our universities appear to be under fire.
You're so absolutely right. We are trying to demonstrate why an investment in higher education is in everybody's best interest. And you're right, we've launched a number of brand new startups this past year, second in the country, only behind MIT. We've launched more than any other university. We've also had the most invention disclosures in the country, only behind MIT once again. So we are trying to make a major difference out there. We've also, in addition to the $50 million that you mentioned for the Center for American Dialogue, we're also investing $250 million in a biotechnology innovation institute that's going to try to help bring new discoveries in the medical field to commercialization faster than ever before. So we are trying to make a very positive impact in the world.
President Grasso, what is your vision of how the University of Michigan should balance commercialization and economic development with its public mission, academic freedom and research integrity?
Well, I think that those go hand in hand, Paul. Let me just say that I know that A lot of folks in Michigan like to say that we're the best public university in the country. And I'd like to change that narrative. I want us to be the best university in the country and in the world in the public interest. So everything we do, whether it's commercialization or development of technologies, we're always looking for we're looking to do that in the public interest. So I think it is part of our public mission to launch companies that go out and improve our economy, change the world. We also educate leaders that go into public service, educate leaders that go into NGOs. We educate leaders in all aspects of our society. So we're very proud of our commitment to the public interest.
I am so proud of you, President Grasso, for speaking up, stepping up and speaking up and doing this. And I feel exactly the same. I don't want to say we're the best public university. We're the best university. And with more than 110 top 10 programs, we just need to let people know and remind them how great U of M is. How should Michigan measure excellence beyond the rankings, President Grasso?
I think that we measure our excellence one graduate and one citizen at a time. When we make a difference in people's lives that we educate and the people that we serve through our inventions and discoveries.
God bless you for this work. Any way we can be of help along the way, please don't hesitate to call.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Paul, for everything you do and your leadership in principled journalism.
How can folks get more information on the Look to Michigan initiative, Mr. President?
We have a Look to Michigan website, and we encourage people to visit it, and many of the great things that we're doing are featured there.
Very good. A Look to Michigan website. Go find it. It's easy to find. And how great it is to say hello to President Domenico Grasso, the president of the University of Michigan. Thank you, sir. I look forward to further conversations down the road.
Thank you. I look forward to them, too. Go Blue.
Wait, focus. Go Blue is right. How could I forget? Go Blue.
Go Blue.
That's right. I almost forgot. We continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith, proud graduate of University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, with family members, too, as we continue on WJR.